It's time now for coverage of local high school basketball here on your local sports authority, Kansaland Radio. Let's head courtside now for today's play-by-play coverage.
Two of the Thunder Classic here at Nemaha Central High School in Seneca. We have another triple header on deck for you here today with a trio of games, second day in a row. Along with studio engineer Seth Tollison, I'm Justin Fluke. We'll be joined by John Holliday on the radio broadcast. We'll also have live video streams for the Cobra Channel in this first game between Jackson Heights and St. Mary's. Then we'll be on the Hiawatha and Holton channels for game number two tonight, which is a 6 o'clock scheduled tip-off between Big Seven foes Hiawatha and Holton. The final game of the night will pit host Nemaha Central against Marysville, and what should be some competitive basketball here as we progress on this Thursday. Of course, always streaming online worldwide and free at msgsports.net. Tonight in St. Mary's in our first game after the Bears were victorious over Holton 69-53 yesterday. They hit 13 threes in that game, so yeah, they come out shooting today. A team that is 6-1 on the season. Jackson Heights, meanwhile, is 4-4. They played a great second half, outscored Marysville, and held the Bulldogs to 11 points in the second half. But Jackson Heights had dug a 24-point deficit. They come back within 12 with the final score of their game, 48-36. So Jackson Heights is 4-4 under fourth year head coach Brett Plattner. Will Spradlin in his third year leading the St. Mary's Bears, who are 6-1. So it's Jackson Heights and St. Mary's, our first game of the day. We're going to take a pregame timeout as we jump into some of our sponsorships here on the Kansas Wesleyan pregame show. Be back with the starting lineups and get you set for opening tip of game one on day two at the Thunder Classic here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
Tonight's pregame show is presented by Kansas Wesleyan University. With record-breaking enrollment, top-notch facilities, KWU is the place to be. Visit kwu.edu. Now let's go live to the court for all the action with the MSC Sports Radio Network Sports Director, Brandon Tadman.
We will all be happy when Brandon Tadman is back. We wish him well. He's been battling an extended illness, but at home, hopefully recovering. And I know Tadman is itching to get back on a microphone real soon. So you're stuck with Justin Fluke and John Holliday again here today. Welcome back to the Nemaha Central Thunder Tournament Classic here in Seneca as we get set to give you the starting lineups and get game number one underway. Coach John Holliday, yesterday we saw St. Mary's liking to shoot the three and having success shooting the three, and Jackson Heights kind of dug themselves a hole against Marysville. They can't do that today. They're going to have to find ways to score a few more points and keep St. Mary's in check a little bit today to have this uphill battle.
Jackson High City 32 minutes like their last 16 was yesterday. And it's going to be a tall order against the St. Mary's team. Boy, the Hurley kid is all tough matchup for anybody because he can create the shot on the bounce. He's got three-point range. And fun kid to watch. This St. Mary's team really distributes the ball amongst each other. Great team. Chemistry looks to me from the outside looking in, and Jackson Heights is just going to find a way to they're going to get the same type of OTOT effort on hurdles they got on OTOT the second half last night. They got half by committee, so like probably going to see that again tonight, but I think Coach Pine is going to be happy with what he got out of his team, like I said, second half yesterday.
Jackson Heights coached by Brett Spiner. They'll use their starting lineups in the same visiting uniforms, the green today with the white numerals and letters trimmed and full. The Jackson Heights starters include averaging 15 points a game to lead the team. He's a 5'9 sophomore. He scored 10 yesterday, and so did Jaden Gugg. But Junior is averaging 6.7 points per game. Also starting for Jackson Heights, 5'11 junior Cade Holiday, 6' junior Jace Robinson, and 6'2 senior Weston Julian's rounding out the Cobras starting five. Cade Holiday, Jace Robinson played some good defense, locking down on the perimeter, especially. Coach Holiday, you don't need to do that. It was both yesterday. Today, it is Brady Ehrlich. Ehrlich coming off that great game with 23 points yesterday. Put junior in the starting lineup for St. Mary's here again today. Also in the starting lineup for the St. Mary's Bears is Alex Gallegos. But junior, Gallegos, one of the guys that was knocking down triples yesterday for St. Mary's. You got Nate Huntley, who's a 6'1". You're the only senior, really, on the St. Mary's Bears team. Inside, Howie Rizak, a 6'4 junior. And it's Zach Somars that rounds out the starting lineup for St. Mary's. And the third-year head coach, Will Spradling. Somars, Rizak, Lee Perla. Starters at Gallegos for St. Mary's. They are 6-1 after their win against Colton yesterday. That's tonight's trying to bounce back from a loss currently with a record of 4-4. St. Mary's in the home white uniforms with the blue numerals, letters, and trim. They get the early game for the second straight day. We'll have Hiawatha and Holton coming up next to the PM game with the nightcap again later tonight, featuring the host Nemaha Central against Harrisburg. The winner of this game in the championship of Saturday against the winner of our third game between Marysville and Nemaha Central. So Jackson Heights going like, man, we lost our first round game and now we get the top seed on the consolation side, but it's really not. If Jackson Heights wins, they play in the championship against their Central Marysville on Saturday. After 10th annual Thunder Classic.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
If you're in the ag community, turn to the local five-star bank that understands who you are and what you do. We've been helping generations of farmers, ranchers, and ag producers with their banking and borrowing, and we would welcome the chance to help you as well.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
It's tough to find a mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Muse. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Lasting Impressions is your local, reliable source of decorated apparel, hats, bags, cups, and banners. For more information, visit us on Facebook or stop in and see us just off Highway 75 at 408 Dakota.
Farmers State Bank has a new product called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account.
That's Ryan Beffer, mortgage loan officer at Farmers State Bank.
The Kansas legislature recently passed a bill called the First Time Home Buyers Savings Account Act, which allows first time home buyers to open a savings account that offers tax incentives and also save for the purchase or new construction. If you're interested, just reach out to us at the bank.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Kansaland Radio.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Nice to go. Three-pointer on the way. Misses. Not really. You can get a great shot to hit him. Still pull up to hit him.
Four nothing. St. Mary's leading just over 2 minutes into the contest. 4-0 St. Mary's over Jackson High. Zach tips it out of bounds as St. Mary's showcasing a little full court pressure there after their second main basket. Cobras will go to their bench for the first time and bring in Sean Hayden, a 6'5 senior, averaging almost 4 points per game off the bench. Jackson Heights on offense. Just their first couple shots of the day. St. Mary's will play in the man D. There's an attack and a kick, and Robinson wide open. His second three-point attempt today is still not good. And out of bounds off Ruzak, so the Cobras are going to keep it. 1-0 St. Mary's.
Had a great look. Melly's real fan kicked it out today. Robinson brings one line. Had time to check the air. Just missed it.
Try to get this one into Hayden, who has to come to the near corner. Now Robinson fakes the three, attacks, came to a jump stop, but they call him for the travel. He had found a cutter, Cade Holliday, to the basket, who made a layup. They say Robinson walked with it. First turnover against Jackson Heights. Cobras will pick him up at half court, man to man. Jackson Heights record 4-4 coming in. St. Mary's now 6-1. There's a nice find left of the lane with a push in the back by Melton. Trying to defend Zach Summers. First personal on Drake and team foul number 2 on Jackson Heights. This goes zone on the inbound underneath the basket. Sent over to the right wing to Summers. And the corner is Gallegos. Hurley gets it. Guz going to defend him. Hurley drives. Bounce pass. Great look. Bring Zach. Finishes the game. I'll put up my hula, though. Jack tonight took a 30-second timeout in the first 2 minutes. Now they'll take a full timeout here. Plattner going to try to light a fire a bit after St. Mary's with a couple easy baskets, and the Bears lead 6-0. We step away for a timeout. Here on FM 103.9, KNZA, and also on the Cobra channel at MSCSports.net.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
KNZA.
And we're back here in Seneca. Number two, first of three games in the Thunder Classic. 6-0 St. Mary's leading Jackson Heights. We play after a timeout. Cobras break the full court press. Gun the far corner. It's a three and in and out. Rebound tip, and the Bears will control it. Dave Huntley has the rebound and into the half court with 4.5 minutes to go here in the first quarter. Turley getting an open look for three. That's in and out. Scrum for the rebound. Ball finds Turley somehow. And then a foul. That's St. Mary's here. First one looks like Kate Holliday hit the floor. Foul against St. Mary's. Nate Putley is his first.
And he's down up his first, second defense.
Last night. Confidence. Touch the Jacksonites to keep it against the pressure here. Yeah, they missed their first four or five shots. At a point, you need one to fall to kind of settle in. And have it on their offensive end. Chilion just checked back in, replacing Gunn. Going to be Jacksonite's ball. Well defended there by Rezac underneath in the middle for St. Mary's. Just 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go in the first quarter.
Man buried on block. That's not throws it out.
St. Mary's number 10, Vincent Major, also number 11, Freya Jackson.
Wouldn't it be nice to know your local pharmacist? Well, at Medical Pharmacy in Holton, you know everybody in the building. Open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturdays from 8 a.m. to noon. Take advantage of numerous services with delivery and a drive-through on the north side of the building. Contact them at 364-2114. Medical Pharmacy is here to ensure you get your medication in a timely, safe manner. Medical Pharmacy in Holton, your locally owned, locally operated, and locally loved pharmacy, 1 mile north of Holton, adjacent to the Holton Hospital.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Well, I think we got some tech problems figured out and connected here much better. We missed a couple three-point baskets by St. Mary's. The Bears are rolling right now. They get another turnover. Jackson Knights with four straight turnovers, and St. Mary's is out to a 12-2 lead. There's another three. That is three consecutive three-pointers by Brady Hurla of St. Mary's, and the Bears are on top, 15-2.
Still some 2-2-1 pressure by St. Mary's, and we're getting close to a 10 count. Jackson Heights needs to get it across the floor and turn over on a long diagonal.
Coach Brett Plattner's already used two timeouts, and he's going to take a third here in the first quarter. Right now, frustrated more so with all the turnovers. First time out was lack of maybe energy just starting the game and focus. Second time out was, you know, defense that had given up a couple open layups, basically. And now a timeout with all the turnovers against this full court press as St. Mary's is out to a 15-2 advantage. Again, we apologize for some of the technical difficulties. 15 points for St. Mary's. Brady Hurla has 11 of those, including three straight threes. Howie Rizak has the other two buckets for his 4 points for St. Mary's. And Jackson Ice has just one bucket for 2 points. But the Cobras have 5 turnovers and about 4 in a row here in the last minute or two, as Coach Brett Plattner again taking his 3rd timeout.
Jackson Ice is going to have to do a better job finding Hurley. He's had some wide open looks. You have to run at him. You have to make him put the ball on the floor, because he is too deadly of a shooter at the 3-point line to just let him spot up and shoot once he gets his feet set. And you got to take your chances and pick your poison. I think you're probably better off making him put the ball on the bounce and make him find a teammate just from there.
15-2 with play resuming here, and 2:17 left. Score to pass along from the Burlington tournament today. The Sabetha girls were the 8th seed. They drew top seed Silver Lake. Silver Lake's really, really good basketball team, in case you didn't know. 69-17. So a 52-point win there for Silver Lake over the Sabetha girls down in Burlington today.
And well, I guess it was the night that Holt was supposed to play Riverside on Friday. Silver Lake moved their game to Thursday. We went down and watched the Silver Lake Rock Creek game. Or not Rock Creek, but Riley County. Silver Lake is as advertised. Got a lot of weapons.
Murray's with the basketball here, under 2 to go, and leading 15-2. And now we got a foul against Jackson Knights on the shot that will result in our first 2 free throw attempts of this game. Foul on Weston Shulions of Jackson Heights. First free throw, good for Hurla, 12 points. There's been some pretty good Hurlas come through St. Mary's. I know we joked yesterday that I don't think I've ever seen a St. Mary's basketball team that didn't have a few Hurlas on the roster. Of course, Keller last year was the leading scorer for St. Mary's, senior. Brady Hurla, a junior, the leading scorer this year. He hits both free throws and has 13 points in the first quarter. Cobras get it to the middle to break the press. Robinson ahead. Kate Holliday shoots the 3. That's an air ball. Shulion's got knocked down. And here comes St. Mary's. 3-ball. Good again. This time it has been DeVader, who came off the bench and was popping trays yesterday and picking up where he left off. 20-2. There's a kick by St. Mary's. 1:22 to go in this first frame. Mary's didn't have that slow start like they did when they showed 11-3 against Colton yesterday. The shot short by Shulions from the left elbow. St. Mary's looks to add to their first quarter total. Wide open, Hurla 3. They traveled there before getting that one off, and he actually missed it anyway. Just the 2nd turnover against the Bears.
They're fun to watch. They get up down the floor. They run the spots, the 3-point line, and transition. Not afraid to shoot the 3-ball in transition either.
A lot of guys that can put it up from the perimeter. Here's a 3-pointer by Jackson Heights. Good for Jace Robinson. Well, just needed that basket, his 3rd 3-point try, and got it to go. There's an easy layup on the right side as Howie Rizak muscles his way to the basket. Zach has 6 points now for St. Mary's. Plays close to the head to Shulions. Almost knocked away from him. Now skip pass over to Robinson. Didn't shoot the 3 in the same spot he just made it. Baseline drive, but Rizak comes to block it. Now it's out of bounds off Shulions and the Cobras with 25 seconds left here in the first quarter.
Like St. Mary's going to play for one, and probably no guess as to who's probably going to get the basketball in this situation. They got a Hurley on a little flare screen and pull up jump shot, missed it. And Jack Knight's going to get it with 9 seconds to go. Comes Jackson Heights, belly's on the bounce, tipped from by Hurley.
Got in the lane, no good. That's the end of the first quarter. Well, we knew St. Mary's was pretty good, and Jackson Knights would have their hands full, but the Bears come out shooting four threes and take an early commanding 22-5 advantage. We reach the end of the first quarter, 22-5. St. Mary's leading Jackson Knights. We'll step away and return here in 1 minute on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's a new year and the perfect time to open a new account at GN Bank. Our Switch Kits makes it easy to transfer your direct deposits and payments. You'll enjoy using debit cards, mobile banking, secure and easy-to-use internet banking, bill pay, and e-statements. Our fast and easy loan application process means you'll find GN Bank the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic. With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you, at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineers Seth Tollefson, Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Special thanks to Ethan Will and Zach Irie running the Cobra Channel production here. Jackson Knights missing their first shot of the second quarter as we start the second stanza. St. Mary's leading 22-5. Herla, a little bit too hard of a pass that time to Rezac, a turnover for the Bears. And here's Gah, left side, off the window, no good on his layup. Now St. Mary's sprints to the other end. Here's Gallegos in transition, a step around Chulion, but he missed the layup. Hayden has the board. Track me.
It is, Ben. That's probably going to be advantage St. Mary's if that continues. But Jackson Knights sells into a little half-court game here, get a little ball screen action, and take a little offense, give him a bucket.
Long three by Mellies. The defense left him, and he makes him pay. Drake knocks it down from long range. Cobras have a couple triples now. At the other end, a three missed badly by DeVader. It'll be Jackson Knights basketball. Jace Robinson returns, and maybe the Cobras can settle in. They kind of played a Jekyll and Hyde game yesterday. The first half wasn't real pretty, and they were down by 24. And then second half, they outscored Marysville, held the Bulldogs to 11 points, played very well in that second half.
That's one thing you think about. Wow, if we could just do this for 32 minutes instead of 16, we could be a pretty good basketball team.
Well, Brett Plattner said today on our weekly coaches show, here's a Kate Holliday three. That's short. Rebound tipped by St. Mary's and controlled by Ben DeVader. Mary's pushing it right to left in the home wide. Turla called him for a travel. That time it did look like maybe a slight little hop before he released the three.
And that's, you know, I didn't see either one of them, but so we talked about the really good officials we had last night. We got good officials again tonight. And if you're on the scout, you're going to, one thing you probably should talk about, hey, this is where they're going to call the game. They're going to call it tight. And Bram Hall had that, had both travels, but he's going to be a stickler. You're not going to get much. With your footwork, it's not right. He's going to get you with the travel.
Finding the trailer. That's Hayden. Kick out three ball, air ball, but a pass, as it turned out, to Cade Holliday, who's hacked on the arm with the shot attempt. And Cade Holliday going to get two free throws after the air ball three by Mellies. Second personal against Nate Huttley. Just our first foul as we reset things here in the second quarter. They're good for Cade Holliday. 50% foul shooter this season. Cade had 1 3-point basket yesterday. Misses the second free throw, but Sean Hayden gets the board. Hayden, a tough shot in the lane, missed. Rebound patted around, and now controlled by Herla and the Bears. So it's 22-9, nearly 2 minutes into the second stanza. Tonight's man-to-man. Holliday draws the assignment of defending Herlo at 13 points, three threes in that first frame. Herlo gets it. Rezac passes over to Summers on the far corner to Gallego. Long three by Herlo. Missed it. Offensive board, though. Kept alive by Nate Huttley. And a carry Zach Summers called for the violation. That's the fifth turnover against St. Mary's. Jackson Knights had six, but they haven't turned it over yet so far in this second quarter.
Well, just like we talked about, all of a sudden, go from being down almost 20 to down 13 with the basketball, see if you cut into this lead again, and that's a trip down the floor.
Breaking the press, lob ahead to Shulians. Tonight's now in the half court. Millie's thought about the three. Runs some offense. Hayden sets the screen. Millie's on the attack and the kick, and Holiday traveled with it. Programming reminder for those on the Cobra Channel, the Jacksonite girls have a home game tonight against Jeff County North and Voice of the Cobras. Brendan Prophet is on hand at Jacksonite High School for a 6 o'clock varsity game and start tonight. So we'll end our broadcast on the Cobra Channel after this game, and Crendon will pick it back up with the girls' game against JCN. Coverage will continue on 103.9 KNZA today for our next two games between Holton and Hiawatha, and then Nemaw Central and Marysville, and also that Holton-Hiawatha upcoming matchup will be on the Holton and Hiawatha channels at msesports.net. Jace Robinson of Heights, Dean Hurlett to the line where he's 2 for 2 and missed a free throw. Missed his last few three-point shots as well after starting out on fire. Keller Perla had 51 points in the game last year, and he was a freshman quarterback at Washburn this season. Stay with the Ichabod. Sounds like joining the program there is the Jacksonites turnover against the press. Marys gets it right back on offense, and they get a three-point look. Summers missed it long. Rebound chased down by Shulian. Score still 23-9 in favor of the Bears.
Same set they run. Ball screen action early in the offense, and there's a cut. Millies and Jace Robinson, three ball, didn't make it.
Bizak, another strong rebound. He's been a force inside on both ends of the court here today. Gallegos trying to get it out to Herland. Good defense by Mellies. Knock it out of bounds. 4 minutes, 30 seconds left here in the second quarter. Snowing pretty good on our last 10 minutes coming up Highway 63 into Seneca. Getting with it with some snow. Here's a three by Summers, and that's good. On his third attempt, he finally connects. After St. Mary's made 13 threes yesterday, I think,
yeah, you could better guard that.
You know what they're capable of, and here's another Jacksonite turnover. Now they're ninth. Agos back to the trailer. Rizak, who hands to Herla for an NBA three. Didn't get the bounce. Tipped, but Summers couldn't get it to go through. Halfway point of this second quarter. Does yet to get going offensively. Robinson's got it. Looking for some help. Now without the dribble, he'll send it near half court to Shulians. Top of the circle.
Coaching staff talking about moving. Ball's sticking quite a bit for Jackson Heights right now. It's just a lot of bounce, and now turnover.
Hit one. Yeah, just not a lot of movement with or away from the ball. Last couple possessions. Jacksonite's turnovers. Three of their last four possessions. Fake three and a drive by Hutley.
Charge.
Big collision. Charge taken. That's one thing you give this Cobra team credit for. They took several charges yesterday.
Yes,
this one drawn by Sean Hayden.
And it really wasn't his man. He stepped off his man to stop the baseline drive and show the numbers. Love to see those get up charges. Great defense.
That gets it into the half court, breaks the pressure. Robinson on the near corner, dribbles it once to the wing, floats the pass to Mellies. Clock at 2:45 and counting here in the first half. Cobras down 17 with the basketball. Trailed early 20-2. The hole that they dug to start this game. On the baseline, nearly lost it. Robinson spins. He puts it up and draws the foul, and Jace Robinson will head to the line to shoot two. Robinson and Mellies have three-pointers for the Cobras in this game. Higos picks up his first personal. Team foul number three in the second quarter as Robinson connects on the free throw. Got one good as well. Jackson Knights 3-for-4 from the free throw line here this afternoon.
I get the line more often.
Stops here to try to get some momentum late first half. Here's a three in the near corner, missed by DeVader. Offensive board, though, by Jackson. Back to Herland. The offense will be reset. Herland drives, lost the handle. It's going out of bounds and off of Jackson Heights.
I mean, you don't see very often from Herland. Went in, out of control, and got away with one, and threw it out of bounds. I should say got away with it. St. Mary's with second chance opportunity.
Shots right in front of the basket on the inbounds there. Coach Will Spradling called that inbounds play Davidson. I don't know if you heard that, but here's Hayden missing one underneath the basket a little too far on the offensive end, but Jackson Knights keeps it alive. It was kind of the alley-oop in front of the basket inbounds play there. The charge. They're going to whistle here against Jackson Knights. Was it on the screen?
I was. Illegal strike. Well, I didn't think it was on the ball handler.
Right. Tonight's only going six deep today. It's kind of what we saw yesterday as well. Not a real deep team. The three-pointer missed by Summers. True or false? St. Mary's on the season attempts more three-point shots than two-point shots.
It's going to be pretty close. Came up with that earlier. We could have had a wager on it for three. I got to say that they shoot more twos just because of second chance opportunities, inbounds plays, et cetera. But we can start second half, see where they end up. They're just free ball.
Well, if they're up by, 20 points, they're probably not going to be shooting
another
quite
three
as many
balls. There's two, and they hit that one.
Gallegos hits his first one of the night. But Gallegos with the triple to put the lead at 20. We're down to 50 seconds to go here in the half, and a steal by St. Mary's. Got through that ball high, but not far enough past half court. Aldevader near the corner. Another three. That one missed by Perla. Over and back against St. Mary's. It'll be Jackson Knights basketball. Aiden in, out. 31-11. Mary's just 9 points so far in the second quarter. It's a 9-6 second quarter.
Jackson Heights had a 13 and had the basketball. All of a sudden it balloons on them.
Herla against Mellies. Great matchup of athletes there. Here's the kick to Herla. Fakes the three in the corner. Drives by Robinson. Floats it up and it rolls off the backside. Rebound by Robinson and he lost the handle with 11 seconds left to go here in the half. Halftime show brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll get you the first half statistics that are sponsored by the Optimized Tax Management Group, which is the Citizen State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha, player to bank on during our Be Outdoors postgame show at the end of the night. There's another three to 3 seconds left. That is Zach Summers. That'll make it a 23-point halftime lead. Our score at the break is St. Mary's 34 and Jackson Heights with just 11. Halftime show with the stats and more. It's coming up next year on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College. To be successful in the agricultural market these days, you need the right equipment, the highest quality seed, and a relentless work ethic.
With so much riding on the bottom line, can you afford to have anything but the best for crop protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Beth Dieters, the right agent to help you at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Call 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton, our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Welcome into the Highland Community College Halftime Show. Justin Pluck, John Holliday with you. Our studio engineer, Seth Tollefson, and some friends showing up hopefully later here this evening to help us out at the Cantaland Controls. We also have Ethan and Zach running the Cobra Channel for us. We'll flip over to the Holton and Hiawatha channels for our next game because Holton and Hiawatha will meet for the second time this season. Halftime in game one with St. Mary's in control. 34-11 is our score. St. Mary's led 20-2 early on in this game. They were up 22-5 at the end of one quarter. And Jacksonites only got as close as 13. And St. Mary's, who hit 13 three-pointers yesterday in their win against Holton, has made 6 three-point shots already here in the first half today, so that trend definitely continues. Jackson Knights made 2 threes of their 11 points. They hit 3 free throws, so they only made 1 two-point basket, did the Cobras themselves in that first half. Jackson Knights had turnover issues against the full-court press, ended up with 11 turnovers in the first half. St. Mary's with 5 turnovers in the half. Take a look at the individual numbers. The stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Service in Holton with Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff. It's tax season. Call the local experienced professionals that are on your side. For the visiting Cobras, it's Chase Robinson with 7 points. Drake Mellies has 3. And Cade Holliday has 1. St. Mary's, 6 different players scored, led by Brady Hurla. All 13 of Hurla's came in the first quarter, probably the first 5 minutes, actually, including 3 threes, as he was hot from the start. He got 6 points on a couple threes for Zach Summers, 6 points for Howie Rezac, 3-pointer for Alex Gallegos, a 3-pointer for Ben DeVader, and Cypron Jackson has 2 points for St. Mary's as well. 34-11. Brett Plattner was doing all he could. He used 3 timeouts in the first 6 minutes of this game, but St. Mary's was all gas and no brakes on the opening tip, and just a very good basketball team that shoots it a lot and shoots it well, and they kind of had their way in that first 16 minutes.
Well, no question. When you got a kid like Hurla, he's just one of those kids that, number one, makes everybody around him better. Number two, he can create his own shot. He's got 3-point range. Probably the best player in the tournament, you know, from my estimation, you know, what I've seen so far. But that kid is legit. And when he got on fire, I mean, it was 3 straight threes, and all of a sudden that's a quick 9 points, you know, and right in a time frame where Jackson Heights couldn't ill afford to have that happen to him. And they need to play closer out, struggle. They're a team that's not going to come back and score a lot of points in bunches, so you have to defend, make sure that St. Mary's has to earn their every point that they get. But that hasn't happened. The Bears are a team that have scored and scored in bunches and had a lot of wide-open looks throughout the first half.
Well, I guess one thing to look at for Jackson Heights is that, you know, they were down big at halftime against Marysville yesterday, and they fought and clawed and won the second half. They held Marysville to 11 points, played really good defense, took some charges, and forced some takeaways. So if you're Jackson Heights, you're kind of forgetting the score right now and saying, hey, let's try to duplicate what we did yesterday, at least for a half year, against a really good team. Because as Coach Platner told me on the weekly locker room chats today, I mean, if they can play Marysville that well for 16 minutes, I mean, they're gonna be with a lot of teams in the Northeast Kansas.
Well, and even in this first half, you know, they were down 13 points. Now they're down 23. You know, and so that's a 10 point run that St. Mary's had to close out the halftime, and Jackson Heights just couldn't keep up. They were kind of right where they needed to be, playing some pretty good basketball, had some ball movement, some people movement finally, and hit some shots and got the free throw line. But boy, they just didn't get any stops when it came to the defensive side of the basketball the last minute and a half of the quarter.
I feel like with what we've seen so far and just kind of looking at the season as a whole, St. Mary's is probably the class of this tournament. I mean, the team to beat, they're probably the best team here on paper anyway. But then you look back at some of the St. Mary's scores. I mean, keep in mind, they only beat Nemaha Central by 3 points. It was the second game of the year, but that was 46-43. St. Mary's, in their first game back from Christmas earlier this month of January, beat Wamego 44-42, so just a 2-point win there. So it's not like they've blown a lot of teams out, although, you know, they've certainly shot it well here against Tolton and Jackson Heights, what we've seen in this tournament so far.
Well, the thing about the 3-point ball, if the ball's going in, you're going to score a bunch of points, you're going to look really good doing it. If not, and, you know, we match up with Nemaha Central, Nemaha's going to pound the paint. You know, they're going to get paint touches. They're going to, St. Mary's has the Rezac kid who's going to be a low, but how they're going to match up with Free as well as
Hilbert.
Hilbert, that's, you know, the challenge that, you know, how are they going to match up? You already talked about they played each other once. Nemaha's got some athletes at the guard position that maybe don't score the ball like Curtis do, but they're athletic. You got Hike. He can guard somebody, you know, and he's strong enough that you may not go by him on the bounce as quickly as what Hurdle's done the last couple nights, and you may not get the open looks that Hurdle's got the last couple nights as well. So, you know, we saw Jackson Heights take Otah out of the game with Marysville, so we know it can be done. You know, they can be doing it. They did it by committee. It seemed like Kate Holliday drew him a lot. Maybe they need to rotate some other kids off, keep some fresh bodies on him, and limit his touches the best he can. He's just a load, and I'm not sure you and I could guard him. So we'd have to foul him.
I wouldn't be able to try. I don't know. Get our halftime score, 34-11. St. Mary's leading Jackson Heights. The winner of this game does get the Nemaha Central Marysville winner in the championship game on Saturday. That's a 1 o'clock championship game Saturday here in Seneca. We owe you one more timeout. Highland Community College is close to home and far from death. They're our halftime sponsor. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Second half coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Welcome back. Justin Fluk joined by Coach John Holliday. We're doing a triple header today here on 103.9 KNZA, streaming our audio at msdsports.net. Set to begin the second half. We'll see if Jackson Heights can play a second half like they did against Marysville yesterday. Marys 34-11, their lead. They're for a 2-0 start to this tournament. Look back. Trying to remember. Thought I had it noted here, but the one loss for St. Mary's this year was in their third game of the season, but I can't remember the opponent as we were talking about the schedule and some close games. A three to start the third quarter, no good. St. Mary's with the basketball and the home whites moving left to right. Hurla, the starting five out there. Hurla missed the shot. Another offensive board and the putback by Howie Rizak. He's had a great game inside with 8 points. And that's a lot of offensive rebounds for him and the Bears.
I was going to say, pretty good defense when you hold them to 33% shooting, but when they score anyway, it doesn't make any difference. I mean, you can't give them three cracks to the rim and not get a stop.
Tonight's with their first possession here of the second half, and now find themselves down 25. Holliday, Julian's, Mellies, Gah, and Robinson on the floor for Coach Plattner. Trying to hit Mellies underneath, but it's knocked away and out of bounds. And it gone by here in this third quarter. So the talk about the winner of this game. Loser of this game will play Saturday as well. Early matchup. They're going to start it all at 10 a.m. on Saturday. Loser of this game will play actually the second game at 11:30. It's the loser of the next game, Holton and Hiawatha. So I know some folks have talked about it. I don't know when the last time it happened was, but a potential Holton versus Jackson Heights matchup could exist if Jackson Heights loses this game and if Holton will lose to Hiawatha. A couple 0-2 teams playing on Saturday.
This should be fun. Not the way it's ill.
You remember them playing basketball?
Not in basketball. We did on girls' side.
Okay.
We used to both play in the Hiawatha tournament.
Okay, yeah.
We were, there was one year we were both 3A.
Wow.
Boys, no. Talk about this one point in time. Hunley and Mirpool played against each other in football. And,
oh, right.
And district matchup.
The Matt Hunley and Ryan Mirpool, both teachers at Holton now, as both teams exchange turnovers here. And St. Mary's kicks it out for a three. It's Summers, no good. Tips rebound, and it's going to stay with the Bears. St. Mary's underneath their own basket with the inbound here. In the three is Huntley. He'll pull up for a two, and it's partially blocked, but they call a late whistle and a foul on Weston Julian's. Nobody in any kind of foul trouble in this game. Didn't have a lot of fouls. Huntley was the only player with two for St. Mary's, and now Julian's has two fouls for Jackson Heights. Free throw. St. Mary's is 2 for 4 at the line. All those were by Hurla. This one is short by Huntley. Jackson Heights went 3 for 4 from the free throw line in the first half. Second free throw is in there. That is the first point for Nate Huntley today. He becomes the seventh different player to score for St. Mary's. Talk a little bit about sub-state here in a bit as well. St. Mary's, you know, last year made the 2A state tournament. They're moving up to the 3A ranks this season. They're the Riley County sub-state. Here's Guthrie straight away. No good. He's been able to hit one today offensively, but Robinson got the rebound and got fouled, and Jackson Knights will keep the ball. So Riley County, you have St. Mary's, Rossville, Silver Lake. Of course, Riley County from the Mideast League. You got Marysville, Minneapolis, Beloit, and then Nemaw Central. Yeah, they're the one big seven-league team. Nemaw Central, the one big seven-league team in that Riley County substate, but that's a pretty tough one.
I had a chance to talk with Coach Thomas a little bit, got here, and talk about substates and if 4A would ever go to what 4A does, because it's a tough substate. There's some teams in that substate that deserve to be in the state tournament that won't be. Can't haul it with three, doesn't miss with a miss, and comes Hurley.
37-11. St. Mary's has the only 3 points of this second half with 3 minutes of it gone by. Now a three in the corner is short, and Melly's with a nice rebound. Passes it ahead to Go, who can't find it, and it's out of bounds. And been too many of those kind of unforced turnovers by Jackson Knights here today. So Beloit may be the favorite. They're 8-0 in that substitute. But St. Mary's only has one loss. Silver Lake, Marysville, Nemaw Central. I mean, you go 5-deep pretty easy there. St. Mary's' loss was against Rock Creek, 77-71. So St. Mary's scored 71 in their only loss of the year.
A lot of points.
Rock Creek coached by Justin Smith, a Jackson Heights grad. Out here against Jackson Heights, Kate Holiday, and that's his second personal as well. Got up too strong, but a foul again. This one on the shot, and it'll mean two free throws for Brady Hurley. 4:36 to go. We're in the third quarter. The story of this game was the first 4 minutes. St. Mary's led 20-2. Able to control this game. Hurley 2-for-4 at the line. For today, and one rolled out. Got 13 points, but all those, again, came back in the first quarter. Hurlow. Second attempt is in and out as well. Missed four in a row. The foul, by the way, was the third on Weston Chulion, so he's the first player to get a third foul in this game. Much like we talked about in the first half, Jackson Knights looking for a basket, needing to find something offensively here. Out to Robinson. Oh, Chulion inside to the big man Hayden. Hayden kicks left wing to Gum. Melly's is on the bench right now. Go with the shot. Too strong. Mary's wants to run, but they don't have numbers. Reber about got ran over there, the official that time by Zach Summers. And Summers, after all that dribbling, takes it in and gets a layup. Summers with 8 points. Lead up to 28. Cobra's about to go deeper down their bench. They have so far today. No points here in over 4 minutes of the second half. Robinson a three, no good. Rebounded by Nate Hutley. Melly's and also Jace Doyle are waiting to check in for Jackson Heights. Kind of awkward layup, a reverse missed by Ben DeVader. Tonight comes away with it. Had a little room there and banked it in as he is on the board. We got a 36. Got timeout going on. Blood or something?
Blood. George. Sit down on the bench.
Let's step away. They do have a athletic trainer here in the house. Looked like he kind of got twisted up a little bit there when we mentioned, you know, there's a player right behind him with the ball, but they attend to one of the officials here as we'll take a timeout. Third quarter, 3-4 to go. It's 39-13. He's leading Jackson Heights, and we'll be right back here on KNZA.
There is a flag on the play.
What's the call?
Looks like false savings.
False savings? What's that?
Oh, it's when a shop offers cheap tires and then they double down with cheap service.
How do you prevent that?
It's real simple. You just call Wilson Tire at 785-362-8473 in Houlton. Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have loads of experience and are sure to find you the right tire at the right price.
Sounds like a win to me.
When selection and service matter, call 362-TIRE.
Gansaland Radio.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Play is resumed. St. Mary's in Jackson High. Going to go with the two-man officiating crew here for a bit. An open three-pointer for Jackson of St. Mary's missed. Sean Hayden gets the rebound. Bears in control here, leading 39-13, and we're at the three-minute mark here in the third quarter. Extended their lead up to as many as 28 points. Both teams have gone deeper down their bench. Lane Smith, a sophomore, is in for the first time in this tournament for St. Mary's. And Jace Doyle checking in for Jackson Heights. Here's Gah for three, and that's five consecutive points for Jaden Gah of Jackson Heights. A half to go, third quarter, up 39-16. St. Mary's has not hit a three in this third quarter.
Never mind.
Ben DeVader knocks down that triple.
Quick keep of track right there. We talked about they had four threes versus one two that last couple minutes of the half. Got to do it this second half.
Well, I think it's fairly close to 50-50. I mean, at least in this tournament, it has been, probably.
Yeah, I agree.
They've made 19 three-point baskets in this tournament. St. Mary, it's not just one or two guys.
No, they've got
five or six.
They got a bunch of kids that can score in bunches, and there he steps back to the free ball and hits it again.
That's DeVader. He dribbled back a step to get behind the line and knocked in another triple. The lead is up to 29. Ellie's got Doyle, Robinson, and Hayden right now for the Cobras. Tonight scored 5 points in the first quarter, 6 points in the second quarter. Five again here in the third, all those by Gus. Offensive rebound gives Jackson Heights another chance and a foul against St. Mary's. Just their second, the first personal on Lane Smith. So quick update, because I know a lot of folks certainly know George Ebert, the official that exited this game. He is just still sitting on the front row at the end of the court on the bleachers, but looks to be breathing okay, so we can hope that George is okay, as they might be done officiating, but at least nothing, we didn't call paramedics in or anything, so I thought everything was okay for now anyways. Gut drives and missed it off the window. St. Mary's with the board.
Picked up a third official.
Oh, yeah. Had some others here for the other games, and they say St. Mary's stepped out on the baseline. That is a turnover, the seventh of the day for the Bears. Tonight has done a better job. They've only turned it over a couple times here in the second half. Again, struggling to find offense. Will gets the touch against the man-to-man over to Kate Hall, or Mellies, and Mellies threw it away right into the hands of Bent DeVader. There's a Cobra turnover. Vader can't get a shot off. Sit across the lane. Now out of a double team, he lost the basketball and we're heading the other way. Well, without numbers in transition, we'll slow it down. And now Holiday, the trailer, a three, no good. 30 seconds to go, third quarter. 29-point lead for St. Mary. Gilliam McCann out there, first time for St. Mary, so we've seen that sophomore. Missed three-point shot. Jackson Heights has the ball back. Right to left here in the second half. Mellies from the foul line, got an open look, just it in. 5 points now for Drake Mellies. on the drive and kick. He got the shot off in time, and it's short from the corner on a three, missed by Gallegos. That's the end of the quarter. St. Mary's has 45 points. Jackson Heights has 18. We'll put 8 minutes on the clock and do one more stanza here for the first game today at the 10th annual Thunder Classic, broadcast on the Cobra Channel. FM 103.9 KNZN.
This year, we considered hiring an ad agency to help with our marketing.
They pitched impressive visuals and a script that was inspiring.
And exotic animal mascots to help grab your attention.
In the end, we just decided to tell it to you straight. Shelter Insurance has award-winning customer service at affordable rates.
Plus, our local agents are there to help you understand what coverage you need.
Don Fate in Holton, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, your local shelter insurance agents.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
Kansaland Radio.
On to the fourth quarter we go. Justin Fluke, John Holliday with you. Jackson Heights basketball trailing St. Mary's 45-18 is our score. Bears going to take away here. It's Howie Rezac getting his deal down, though. 15 Jackson Heights turnovers. St. Mary's led 20-2 early in this game and have not looked back. St. Mary's lost the handle. That's Cole Herla, a freshman that's in there, then committed a foul after he had lost the basketball. Fouls reset here at the start of the fourth quarter, so that'll be the first team foul.
Got three hurlers on the floor.
Do we? Chase is a freshman. Cole's a freshman. Brady, the junior, leading score. Nice move. Turnaround jumper, but, oh, it rolled off. Jackson Heights has had a few that have kind of just rolled off and not gone their way here today. Missed three-point shot by St. Mary's, but a rebound and a putback, and boy, that guy's been huge. Howie Rezac's had a great game in double digits with 10 points, but probably about 10 rebounds as well, and has given his team a lot of second and third chance opportunities.
He's had a better game today than he did last night. Well, he's had more opportunities as well.
Holiday. Out of bounds. Touched it last. 6:44 left. So a 29-point margin. So no running clock, but dangerously close to it here in the fourth quarter. I understand they're going to have the finals today of the Jerry Odom three-point shooting contest. So each team can enter a couple in that contest. Doesn't matter how old they are. It can be starters or non-starters, any age group, but point shooting contest. Kind of a fun activity here at the Thunder Classic. I think the finals coming up. Halftime of our next game between Holton and Hiawatha. There's the baseline. Jumper no good. Mary's will bring it into the half court.
Hurla to Hurla to Hurla.
None of those Hurlas are very tall, but they can all shoot. There's a missed three by Jace Hurla. Offensive board, though, by Zach Summers. Down, though, to Brady Hurla, who scores for the first time since the first quarter.
That's been a long drive spell.
Yeah, 13 in a heartbeat. Now he's got 15 total. 13 all came consecutively in that first frame.
And we hit 31. Five should run.
Clock. Also, Jackson Heights going a little deeper down their bench with some guys that we have yet to see. There's a miss by Jace Doyle.
And Coach Bradley's going to do the same thing. Starters are probably done for the night.
Sir Peek has checked in. He's a freshman for Jackson Heights. Rebound by Ian Allen, a sophomore for Jackson Heights. There's a deflection and a steal and a foul after St. Mary's is taking control back of the basketball. Sabetha girls, we told you, lost big to Silver Lake. They were the eighth seed. The Sabetha boys are the number one seed down at Burlington, and they're having their way. 32-18 over Leavitt County at halftime of that game in Burlington. It's on the Sabetha Channel, part of our MSC Sports Radio Network. Twin Valley League games, a couple of those tonight on Sister Station 92.1 KMZA. A couple quarterfinal games with Centralia and D-West, girls and boys meeting tonight in Onega. A lot of subs out there for both teams right now. Top of the key, three-point shot. Jay Thurla missed it. Rebound tipped, controlled by Lane Smith. Boy, how many offensive boards do you think St. Mary's has?
That,
only on 15, I think, right?
Well, yeah. The one time they got two on one possession. Probably got two on this possession. Those add up in a hurry. Both possessions.
How to fix you.
I need fixed. You don't have enough days in the week to fix me.
Little headset adjustment. Midway point of the fourth quarter, and it is a running clock now. Mary's on offense. Ball around. Jacksonite man-to-man. Here's another three-pointer. McCann missed that one. Here's another stat that I guess DeVader made 200. I was going to say St. Mary's hasn't made maybe 1-3 in the second half, but they made two, so they have a total of 8 three-pointers made here this evening.
Well, 8 made. How many shots? Probably
20.
You'll say. They're not shooting 50%.
No,
not even close.
35, probably.
So 24, 25?
Yeah, at least. They probably only shot 20 or 25 2-points. Well, Rezac's made 5 of them. Jackson made 1, so they've made a total of 8 2-point shots, actually. They've made 8. But they might be about 50% or better from 2-point. Driving a foul. The puck will keep running under 3 minutes as we get a couple of free throws here for Killiam.
Pearl had 1 2-pointer.
Yep. 1 for Jackson and 5 for Reza. They are just out of 10 from the free throw line at St. Mary's today.
Too close.
Yeah.
Too close.
That one, though. 1 out of 2?
Did. 3 ball. Yeah, another 3.
Now it over the back foul. Cooper Hewitt in. 5'7 sophomores. Jack Eichner pulled out all their starters. Except Jaden Gunn. It drives
charge.
All the way, and they call him for the charge. He has 5 of the 7 Jacksonite points in this second half. Again, scoring by quarter for Jacksonite. 5, 6, 7, and 0 here. Scoring for St. Mary's by quarter, 22-12-11. Scout, 3-point shot. Even their deepest part of the bench would like to shoot threes.
I'm going to guess go to St. Mary's practice. You would be shocked at how many threes are going up.
One thing I will say, though, is that, you know, when you have a three-point shooting team like that, don't you typically have a lot more chances for offensive rebounds
on
a long rebound?
Yeah, no question.
The block shot from behind, swatting it away from Jackson Heights freshman Sir Peak. Down to 1 minute to go here in the contest, and then Holton and Hiawatha slated for a 6 p.m. at tip-off. Point shot, younger Hurla missed it. Peak with the rebound. Holton beat Hiawatha earlier this season. That will be a rematch. That was 56-39, so Hiawatha lost by 17 to Holton. They'll have one more later this season as well. Double round robin, Big 7, but won't be that way moving forward with the Big East. Too many teams to go double round robin. Foul against St. Mary's will give Jacksonites the
travel
in there.
Turnover.
17 turnovers on Jackson Heights. 9 against St. Mary's. And Bears are just going to hold the ball here in the final seconds. Tick off the clock. Final score will be St. Mary's 50. Jacksonites 18. The Bears are now 7-1. Jacksonites drops to 4-5 on the post game, final stats, player to bank on. It's all coming up next here on KNZN.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limcool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Hi, this is Mick at Citizens State Bank in Hiawatha. With the holidays quickly approaching, it is always good to beware of fraud and identity thieves. If someone calls you and asks for personal information, like bank account numbers or your social security number, it is most likely a scam. Never give out your personal information to anyone that calls. Don't become a victim. Keep your personal information safe. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646, and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302, and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302, or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I., and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at Be Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. Be Outdoors Real Estate. We know land.
And we're back with post game presented by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Final score in game one, St. Mary's 50, Jacksonites 18. And St. Mary's a superior team here today. But, man, when they jumped out, it was 20-2. I mean, it was tough sledding for Jacksonites the rest of the way, not really able to ever get anything going offensively to make a run and get back in it. And St. Mary's just a deep, dangerous, hot-shooting offensive team with a lot of weapons and showed their stuff. They led 22-5 at the end of a quarter. They were up 23 at halftime and stretched it over 30 points to force a running clock through the fourth quarter. So St. Mary's now 7-1. And so what else you can say about the game? Sometimes you just tip your hat to the better team. You know, there's only so much you can do, right?
Well, that's one of those games there. You know, they'll play that team, that game, 10 times out of 10. St. Mary's probably going to come out on top. I mean, but you would hope, you know, if you're Jackson Heights, you're hoping that you can duplicate the effort and the energy and the workmanship that they got in the second half last night. So, you know, Coach Plattner, you talked to him today, and you know, there's those flashes of brilliance. Even in the first half, you know, they cut into that 22 lead and had it down to 13-headed basketball, but didn't they just had no end for the runs that St. Mary's has and the shooting ability that St. Mary's can display. Just a tough matchup for the Cobras throughout this game. And that, you know, when you step from 2A and you step up to 3A, it's a big jump, but it's a really good St. Mary's 3A team that went to state tournament a year ago.
Lost in the first round in overtime, actually, to Mound Ridge in Manhattan a season ago. But this year in 3A, it'll certainly be a whole lot tougher. Let's get you the final stats of this game. They're brought to you again by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Member firms NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yangst and Courtney Brockoff, or see Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callis. Final stats for Jacksonites, they had just four players score. Jace Robinson leads the way with 7, 5 each for Drake Mellies and Jaden Guh. Cade Holiday had 1. Jacksonites made 3 of 4 free throws today. They hit 3 threes, 17 turnovers, pretty big number as well. They're now 4-5. They'll play the second game, it looks like, at 11:30 on Saturday morning. For the St. Mary's Bears, they got 15 from Brady Hurley, but 13 of those came in the first quarter. He was joined in double digits by Howie Rizak with 10. 9 for Ben DeVader on 3 threes. Zach Summers had 8, couple threes. Also a 3 for Alex Gallegos. 2 points for Cypher and Jackson, and 1 for Nate Huntley and Killiam McCann. St. Mary's just 3 of 10 from the free throw line. 9 turnovers, but they hit 8 three-point baskets here today. I'm thinking Howie Rizak for our player to bank.
That's
on.
Who I was going to go with as well. I think he had probably the most complete game for the Bears, and you know, does a lot of things for that team. You know, defensively, he's a presence inside. He rebounds the basketball, sets screens, physical presence, but has ability to shoot it as well.
Howie Rizak, hoping with a lot of the offensive rebounds that St. Mary's had, it was a big difference today, and the Bears get the win 50-18. Our player to bank on brought to you by the Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Oh, we're going to send it back to our studios. I believe we may have some local news to catch up on. Probably a weather update as the snow flurries around that we talked about and extremely cold temperatures back our direction. So we'll send it back to the studios here for about 10 or so minutes. And then coming up next, Hiawatha and Holton here on KNZA and also on the Hiawatha and Holton channels at MSCSports.net.